October. The beginning of the Special Olympic Sunshine Coast sports season. And All Hallows Eve. Boo. There are many returning athletes as well as coaches for the fall, winter season. 36 athletes and 16 coach, volunteers plus 6 executive members for a total of 22 volunteers. This month, Kathy Verge and Sam Jampa were presented with their 10-year and 15-year pins, respectively. As an athlete who has been coached by both of these veterans, I can attest to their staying power and dedication. Tanya Flynn, after recovering from knee surgery, will once again take up the reins of head coach for track and field. Kathy Verge will get wet with the Orca swim team. Basketball coach Marilyn Downey and volunteers Sam and David will dribble and dunk with their respective athletes. Curling coaches Dave Sandness and Pat Stewart will set the ice ablaze alongside their curlers. Basketball in Gibson's is in the throes of rescheduling, but basketball has begun in Seashelt with a great turnout, with coach and volunteers Sam, Marilyn, David and Jane. The swim schedule for the Orcas has been given a flip turn by the drought, but the Gibson's pool has now accommodated the team until such time as the Seashelt Aquatic Center reopens. Curlers are braving the ice at the Gibson's Curling Club on the Saturdays from 12:15 to 1:40 p.m. A big thank you goes out to bocce coach and new executive member Judy McDonald, who signed up to become our new volunteer coordinator. We welcome your expertise and insights. Recruitment for many positions in SOSC is still very much needed. Volunteers will find happiness, purpose and fulfillment in seeing the smiling faces of athletes when they sign up to coach golf or floor hockey. Or, you can feel a strong sense of pride by deciding to join Special Olympics in an executive position and help athletes reach their potential and meet goals into the new year and beyond. Inclusion Fest took place on Wednesday, October 12 at the Roberts Creek Hall. The Community Living BC, CLBC, Community Council and SCACL hosted the event with more than 70 people attending, including many SOBC athletes from West Vancouver, Sunshine Coast and Powell River. As the name implies, this was an opportunity for self-advocates, many of whom are athletes, and CLBC to display how vital inclusion is within the diverse ability community. There were presentations from some notable people. Hywis, an elder, knowledge keeper from the Seashelt Nation, spoke about the ways of life in the time of his grandfather and the true power of community. Nicholas Simons impressed upon the crowd how important inclusion is to society. And several self-advocates spoke about what inclusion means to them in the workplace and every place. In summary, the night was really about how communities of all kinds can gather, learn and befriend. The weather is changing. Life is changing. Even SOSC is changing, but it always remains ready for anything.